David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's Mr.
Sandman. Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. I'll be your host today. It's so great to be with you this morning. Just don't breathe too deeply outside. It's still a little smoky, unfortunately. So if you need to go swimming or get some indoor activity, go to the indoor gym. That's where I'm going to be. Anyway, for those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, yep, they call me the Sandman. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I am a financial advisor and an attorney out of my little studio here in downtown Oakland. It's a gray Oakland morning, but hey, it's okay. We're breathing today, right? So if you have a question, maybe, maybe your parents got in trouble this week. You're wondering what to do. They need care. It's expensive. What are your options? If you have a question about anything, the markets, you can always tweet me a question at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio. Anytime you like. Now, Monday is Veterans Day. And this is going to be the 100-year anniversary of celebrating Veterans Day. So this is our day to pay tribute to all the veterans who are living today or who have died. Unlike Memorial Day, which honors just those veterans who have died in service or as a result of injuries they incurred during battle. If you saw Hacksaw Ridge, Saving Private Ryan, or Iwo Jima, you have some idea of what wartime is like, of what soldiers go through or are prepared to go through for you, for our freedom. Think about it today, in particular, this weekend, with the fires raging all over California. And men in service and women in service who are out there risking their lives for us. And we are so lucky to be surrounded by so many people who are in service for us. They're all around us. In fact, for veterans, there's over 23 million veterans right now. Think about these statistics. 9.2 million of them are over age 65, while 1.9 million are under the age of 35. 1.8 million are women. What a lot of people don't know is that the Veterans Day used to be called Armistice Day, and that was started November 11th, 1918. So this is the 100-year anniversary of Armistice Day, now called Veterans Day. It was changed by President Eisenhower in 1954. So as you're tooling around on Monday, think about a veteran. And if you see someone in service or you know a veteran, say hello and thank you for your service, because we are so grateful for what you do. Thank you very much. Now, the midterm elections are over, and the markets have been pretty volatile this year, leaving many safety-conscious people wondering whether their advisor is still the right person for the job. So maybe you're considering a different option right now. Are you thinking about leaving the big bank or the national firm for a team of advisors that can offer a little bit more, maybe more of a custom plan and better service? Well, if you are, what questions should you be asking this new team of people you're talking to? And how can you know who to trust? You're not going to want to miss today's episode as we talk about the midterm election and what this means to the market and what you should or should be hearing from your advisor now that we have a Democratic-controlled House. You don't want to miss this episode. I'm going to unveil for you a step-by-step checklist of questions that you can ask to make sure you're on the right track. Now, let's get started. So the week started out with the Dow up 190 points, S&P up 15, NASDAQ up 28. Tuesday, the rally continued, and we saw the Dow up 173, NASDAQ up 47, S&P up 17. And then Wednesday, boom, big day. Of course, we had the midterm elections on Tuesday. And Wednesday, get this, Wednesday was the best day since 1982 for a post-election rally.
Even after they pay me the money, I'm still going to melt every city on the planet with liquid hot magma.
Up 545 points, to be exact, was the Dow. And the S&P was up 58. So that was an amazing day on Wednesday. And what a week, right? So for the week, the Dow was up 2.8%. S&P up 2.1. NASDAQ up 0.7. I know about Friday. Forget about it. Anyway, listen, move on. So the economy. Let's talk about that. Look, I'm Mr. Sunshine. I gotta be. Okay. So here we go. Crude oil. Now, this is where the bears are hanging out right now. Because this is what happened. They made too much oil. Remember? Saudis were talking about it. And then all of a sudden, everyone starts pumping. There's just too much oil right now. That's what's going on in the oil market. So the market right now in oil is down over 20%. There's a bear market happening in oil right now. $60 a barrel. And just remember, a month ago, it was over 76 per barrel. Everyone was talking 100. I didn't think so. Anyway, here we are. So that's what's happening in oil. Don't worry about it. Producer price index. This is what measures inflation. And this is the other thing that we have to keep our eye on, because if inflation gets out of control, then the Fed's going to have to raise. Well, we saw the PPI index, which I talked about, that came out this week, and it rose pretty good. A little bit more than last month, up 0.6%. It's not that big a deal. So I'm not really that concerned about it. And as we know, the Fed met this week. They did not raise rates. They could have, but they didn't. They, of course, signaled, whatever that means, smoke signals. I don't know. They said that they may raise next month. The percentage right now on Wall Street is saying 80% that they're going to raise next month. 80% for a raise. Pretty good statistic. I don't know if you're a betting person, but those are not bad odds. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, I still don't think they, I don't think they might. I don't think they're going to do it. Everyone thinks they're going to do it, but if they don't, I don't know. I don't know if the market will like that, because I think the market's priced in the fact that they're going to raise. But if they don't, well, it'll be good for bonds. So there that is. But I think the only issue that you need to be worried about right now, between now and the end of the year, it's about 6 weeks to go. Think about that. Six more weeks and the year is over. Hope you've done some tax planning, because now's the time to do it. But if you haven't, the only thing you really need to worry about right now, outside of any sort of anomaly out there that just happens, is trade. It's trade with China. That's really the big issue. So do you think anything will get done this year? No, I don't know. I don't think it's not going to get done. I think the administration certainly got a plan. They're working on it, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. So that's really the only thing that could really jar this market. But overall, I like these statistics I'm about to read to you. The average 30-year mortgage right now. Do you finance property? Are you thinking about buying a house? Right now, the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.94%. Think about this, 4.94%. Well, that's close to 5. 5 is not real high, actually. Think about it. It's not that bad. If you've been buying property for a few years, you know, 5%, still not bad. Last year, though, we were at 3.9%. So I think we've probably seen lowest we're going to see rates for a real long time. And if you're thinking about buying now, may not be a bad time. Fourth quarter. Here's some statistics you got to hear. Since the fourth quarter of an election year has always been positive since World War II. Think about that. Since World War II, this quarter has always been positive for equities. I like that. So the next 12 months, I'm predicting S&P 500 up 15%. I'm not saying there's not going to be any volatility. This is going to continue to be a very exciting time. Of course, all the news is going to talk about all the gloom and doom and the terrible bear and debt and all this stuff that's going to happen, and it's going to stop. And I'm not saying that it's not going to be painful, because it will be. But 15%, 12 months, you heard it here. November. this month is the second best month of the year for stocks since 1950. November through April. I like that time period right now. This is going to be a good cycle for you to stay the course and stay invested in equities. So what should you be buying now that the Democrats have taken over the House? Now, this entire show today, we're going to be talking about this because this is significant. You now have a change in the tide. You've got blue House. You got red Senate. A lot of people are saying red Senate's going to dominate because it is so much more dominating now. You got president who's red. He's kind of blue-red, I think. But anyway, there's going to be some deals. And so now I think the market gains are going to be coming. Why? Because gridlock is likely, folks. Not much is going to change. The tax deal's in place. All the regulatory changes in place. The only deal I see really getting done is going to be rebuilding America. Is going to be infrastructure. So I don't expect any really big legislation coming our way. So I think businesses can operate now under these current set of rules, knowing what those rules are and taking advantage of them. And that should be good overall for the stock market. So take a look at healthcare, defense, industrials, and consumer discretionary. Because I think it's very likely that Trump's going to get something done with Pelosi and that anything related to infrastructure is going to do pretty well. Now, you can pick individual stocks around that if you want. If you're so inclined and you know what those are, then go for it. But there are right now a lot of different funds out there and ETFs. And if you buy those, of course, read the prospectus, read the disclosures before you invest. There is risk. You can lose money. But that's an area to think about. Next week, we've got Monday's Veterans Day. What does that mean? It means thank a veteran. But it also means the bond market will be closed. So the bond market will be closed. Stocks will still trade, but not much in the fixed income world happening until Tuesday. Tuesday, we have more earnings coming out. We have Home Depot. We've got the housing gauge starting on Tuesday. We've got CPI, and that's the Consumer Price Index. That's another economic indicator regarding inflation. So keep your eye on that sort of stuff. Again, I don't expect anything out of the ordinary, so shouldn't be too exciting. We got Cisco and Walmart reporting next week. And then on Thursday, which I like to pay attention to, this is manufacturing. We got the Philly, and we got the Empire. This is what shows if we're still growing, if factories are still producing and making things. That's what that's all about. So if that looks good and strong and still in the right direction, very good. Now that the midterm elections are over, how should you reset your portfolio? I'm going to give you the questions you want to talk to your advisors about. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. So stay with me. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Our show is everywhere. You can now find Protect Your Assets on Spotify, Apple Music, and our brand new podcast page at LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com.
The choice is yours.
Experiences just waiting to happen. Some call it retirement. We call it bliss. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And if you're wondering what that fine sound is, it's called Stick Figure. Check them out. They're pretty cool out of Santa Cruz. The midterm elections are over, and the markets have been pretty volatile this year, leaving many safety-conscious investors questioning whether their advisor is still the right person for the job. So maybe you're considering a different option right now, and you should be either hearing from your advisor or seeing some movement occurring in the portfolio as a result of the Democrats taking over Congress. This is a significant change to the way you should invest. And so it's really important right now that you start asking the right questions. So here's some questions you can ask your advisor if you don't see anything happening. And it might be a time for you to start thinking about what you should do. All right, so here's the first one. Write this down. What investments or companies are you recommending, Mr. Advisor? Because one of the biggest red flags that screams product salesperson instead of advice giver is if he or she just recommends mutual funds or just annuities. Would you trust a doctor that represents only a couple of pharmaceutical companies or one particular prescription drug? What are the chances that you're going to receive a good financial prescription from an advisor that only recommends a single or one or two types of investments? So you need to go over what's in your portfolio. Is it a diverse array of fixed income, which could mean individual bonds? It could be preferred securities. It could be bond funds. And if they are funds, if they're using funds, particularly right now, you need to look at the maturity of those bonds, the average maturity. And if they're mid to long, I would really question why you're in that right now, because that's not a good place to be as rates continue to rise, which, according to the Fed this last week, they're going to keep doing that. So you need to find out, what are they buying and why are they buying it? The only right way to give healthy investment advice is to offer, in my opinion, a broad and diversified range of investments and advice that is really custom for you, because every client, every family is different. A cookie cutter approach doesn't work. And I've seen that. I mean, you can get away with it for a while, particularly when markets have been rising for so long. But this last month, you know, a lot of people started wondering, what's going on here? And we use tools like Riskalyze, where we can actually figure out, what is your true risk level? What are you comfortable with? And if your portfolio matches your particular comfort level, it's kind of like the sleep factor in the bed, right? What number is your favorite? I mean, she likes a 7, but I like a 9. And we got to sleep in the same bed, or else you know how that goes. So the reality is, you can dial your portfolio to be the same thing. It'll help you sleep well at night. After all, that is my name, the Sandman. So help you sleep well. Use the tools that we have. Now, ask this question. This is a great one. What is your investment philosophy? Does your advisor even have one? Make sure your financial advisor has an idea, a strategy, a long-term perspective, or if it's for you, if you're retiring next week, a short-term one, but has some idea to consistently stay along with what they're thinking about, because a lot of people just kind of follow the tides. But you want someone who's going to encourage you to invest consistently and be able to explain what they're doing and how it relates to what you're wanting, no matter what the market's doing. So a great financial advisor will want to learn about you and your overall financial situation, everything. It blows me away when I start talking to people and their advisor doesn't know about their tax situation or about their health insurance or what they're going to do if they get sick. They have no clue about that. That's not healthy. That's dangerous. That's doing things that are not good for you. And if they don't know what your goals are before they start recommending strategies or investing your money, you're in trouble. But once they do start suggesting different approaches for you, you should expect a great advisor to recommend a variety of investments with a history of above average comparable index performances. You want to steer clear of a financial advisor who wants you to risk your nest egg by trying to invest in single stocks. There's one out there who's pretty well known, and that's all he does is buy stocks. And he's been doing great for a while. But I'll tell you, I've seen him in bad markets, and it's not good. It's not pretty. Go back and look at that. Because especially right now, when markets are so high and we have so much on the line, and the debt market is out there, it's massive, and it's going to roll next year. There's a lot coming your way. You want to get prepared right now for the eventual downdraft and what's going to happen and how are you going to be insulated against that. So you may be asking, well, what should I do right now then? And if you don't know the answer, then that's not, don't feel bad about that. You're not alone. There's a lot of people who don't know what to do. This is complicated. It kind of feels like quicksand, right? You're just kind of going along and you're stuck and you can't really move your legs. You just need someone to add more water. And then you can freely walk away. You know what I mean? So you're not alone. And you can start by talking to someone who has a roadmap to take you from where you are now to where you visualize where you want to be. Just have a conversation. And here's what you can do. I have the person to have the conversation with you right now. And if you've saved $250,000 in a 401k or an IRA or even some savings in the bank, just add them all up together. Pick up the phone. And for the first 10 people right now, you can talk to someone and help you get to where you want to be. Pick this call this number right now. 888-588-5818. Again, here's the number. It's 888-588-5818. I have live callers who are sitting there right now. These folks work for me. They're sitting there. Give them something to do. Make that phone ring. 888-588-5818. You can get your very own Protect Your Assets roadmap that'll help you figure this out. Call right now and get it. 888-588-5818. Call now. Coming up on Protect Your Assets, what questions shouldn't you ask your financial advisors? And how can you lower your tax bill right now? It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. It doesn't hurt to have a good retirement plan, too. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander. Let Peter rip it up there. I'm known as the Sandman around here, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Well, you've tuned into likely the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial life. Other shows are busy pitching you the annuity of the week or the expensive collection of funds. We help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. And today is no exception, because now that the Dems have taken over the House, what questions shouldn't you be asking your financial advisor? Well, first of all, don't ask them this. How many clients do you have? This question tells you something about an advisor's practice. But what? And how does that fit with what you really need? Does an advisor have only a handful of clients because all the other clients have left? Or because the practice has a very narrow specialty? Or maybe the advisor isn't very good at what they do. Does an advisor with a lot of clients offer better advice or take a cookie cutter approach because there are just too many people to serve effectively? Well, those could all be reasonable answers, but what you should ask instead is this. What types of clients do you work with? And how long does it take to get an appointment with you? And what does your meeting process look like, not only initially, but throughout the course of our relationship? Because it is a relationship. And you should expect to have regular meetings that have a purpose and a direction. And You may want to know, why do people leave someone's practice? Now, the other thing you want to find out, are there any adjustments that you need to make right now to your portfolio, because now the Democrats have taken Congress? And I just sold my house or rental property, and what should I be doing when it comes to my tax return? We had someone walk in this week who had just sold a property in another country, and now they're looking 6 weeks to go before the end of the year, and they don't know how they should be reporting that, or how that could affect maybe some capital gains that they've got in their portfolio, because no one's asked them the question. And we also had this week a grandchild who was born to one of the families, and they want to know how to take care of that grandchild, because the father of the grandchild, who's not married to their daughter, is a bit of a spendthrift. And now they're concerned, because not only they have a daughter to think about, but they have a grandchild to think about. So these are all very good questions. And these are the types of questions that you should be asking your advisor. And you should be getting some sort of a action plan, if you will, for those sort of things. Because let's face it, I mean, you've worked very hard for where you are right now, for everything you've saved. And you're about to change things to where you're going to need to be living off of that money. And the paychecks will stop, and you're going to have to create your own paycheck for a very long time. And then if something suddenly happens to you, like you get sick or your life changes, then you may be wondering, what are some things you can do? And it's, you know, everyone tries to help, but it's sometimes too late. So that begs the question, what should you be doing? And that's where you need an advisor. You need an advisor who has experience, has been doing this for a very long time, or has a team of people around them who can help you walk through these sort of situations. And I know the markets have been great. It's been great for everybody for a real long time. And we all see and feel the party's getting near the end here. And so you got to start to think about some new things, some new ideas, because things are changing, and it just changed this week. We had a big change in our legislative procedure, in that, think about this. Now you've got a Democratic Congress, and it's not Republican anymore. So you're going to have some roadblocks that are going to be involved in anything that's getting done. And so it's vital that you consider how this affects your taxes right now and how it affects your portfolio and your investing, because there are some changes that should have or need to be made, and these need to be made now. And so maybe you're listening to me right now and you feel pretty good about everything, because look, nothing really bad has happened yet, right? I mean, it's been a pretty good run so far. Your real estate's up, your stocks are looking good. But think about this. This week, we saw the 30-year fixed mortgage touch 4.95%. That's a full percentage point higher than it was a year ago. And if you think that's not going to affect things, you're wrong. That will affect things. Things are going to start to change. They're going to get different. And so when something bad happens, that's how a lot of people react to that. You don't want to be one of those people. Don't wait till something bad happens. Remember what Jack Welch said. This Jack Welch, you may remember, he was probably one of the best CEOs ever to run GE. Now look at GE. Poor GE this week. I mean, did you hear the analyst from one of the big wirehouses talking about six? Six as a price target for GE? Oof. Anyways, Jack Welch, who ran that company and did a great job, the stock was highly valued at the time. What did he say? He said, change before you have to. I think some of the folks who ran GE after Jack could have done well to listen to him. So listen to me right now. Change before you have to. Because if you're waiting until something bad happens, till your stock goes down to six, then you're not thinking. And waiting until something bad happens is probably the worst thing you can do. It's kind of like when you get in your car. What's the first thing you do? Before you even put the key in the ignition, I hope you put your seatbelt on. Because all it takes is for some idiot to take you off the road. You hit a wall or you go off a bridge or who the heck knows. I mean, things happen. And you're not strapped in. You can die. So it's putting that seatbelt on after is not going to do any good. And it's not going to help after. So just make sure that you're putting the seatbelt on now or that you're talking to somebody now who can help you put a seatbelt on your portfolio or put a seatbelt on your tax return. Because all these things you can take advantage of. There's really great opportunities out there now. It's a whole new world. So get in front of this right now before something bad happens to you. Because if you don't, it could change your retirement plans. You could be working another 10 years just to get back to where you are today. This has happened before. And I know you're listening to me right now because this is a sign. This is a sign that you need your peace of mind again. You're wondering right now if your current plan is on the right track, wondering if you're taking advantage of all the tax breaks that are out there right now. Don't wait until next year to find out. Get prepared now. Get ahead of this now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in an IRA, 401k, even a brokerage account, maybe you have cash under the mattress. That's great. But put all that together. If you're a 250 or greater, here's what you can do. For no charge, this will be absolutely free. Pick up the phone right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Ask if you can get, if you make it, if you're one of the first 10, you'll get your own plan, your own Protect Your Assets life plan created just for you at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. You have to call me right now to get this. 888-588-5818. Don't go this alone. Getting the right advice can mean the difference between having a happy retirement or having a retirement filled with uncertainty. Dial this number, 888-588-5818. Last time, 888-588-5818. It's time for a quick break. What's the best thing you can do right now to lower your taxes now that the Democrats have taken control of Congress? I'll tell you what it is when we get back so you can get prepared. It's all coming up next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Network with the Sandman.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a question or two? Come to our next event and ask us yourself. Join us for an interactive experience as we take you through how to retire in Trump's America. Just go to LibertyGroupLLC.com and click on Attend an Event. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Now that the Dems have taken the House, it's a perfect time to be thinking about protecting your assets and what should you be asking your financial advisor. Well, first and foremost, I want to talk about an event we're going to be doing Tuesday, the 13th of November. It's going to be up in Mill Valley, and we still have a lot of seats available for you. This will be our last event for this year. So go to our website, our new website, brand new website, fully interactive. There's some great information there for you to download for free. Go ahead and check this out, LibertyGroupLLC.com. Again, it's LibertyGroupLLC.com. You'll see an events tab at the top, among a lot of other great flavors for you to check out. So check on the events tab, and you'll see the event for November 13th, and you can go ahead and register right there. And we'll be at Frantoio's in Mill Valley. It's a great restaurant. They actually press their own olive oil. If you've ever wanted to see a two-ton piece of granite rolling around in a room You can see it there. It's pretty neat stuff. Anyway, Pantoja's November 13th. Register now. Want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Bernadette Gersh and to Jay Morgan. I hope you guys have a great birthday week, celebrating the 100th anniversary of Veterans Day next week. And anyway, happy birthday to you. So I wanted to thank everybody for coming out to our Sandman event. We do these a couple times during the year. We do what's called the Sandman event. We have a Sandman club, and people get into the club by referring us clients, which to me is the highest honor, and I appreciate that. And so this week we were at Cooperstown in San Francisco, across from the Giant Stadium. You may have seen it. It's actually a West Coast Hall of Fame for baseball. And if you're a baseball fan, I mean, I was blown away by this new exhibit they have there, where they have these signed baseballs that are like 90 years old from guys like Ty Cobb and Lou Gehrig. And you're seeing this going, that's incredible. That's like, that's so old, but it looks like it's so brand new. It's because it's been such taken care of so well. Just an incredible collection of baseball memorabilia. Now, this is a private place. You just can't get into this without having a connection or knowing somebody. So again, want to thank Mr. Beyer, who had us in there, and of course, Mr. Feldman as well. Thank you guys very much for getting us in this week and letting us see an incredible collection. And if you want to find out more about the Sandman Club, then go ahead and give this number a call, 888-588-5818. Now, we've been talking about the Dems taking back the Congress. And now that they have, what sort of questions should you be asking your financial advisor? Now, this is a big one. It's kind of obvious, but you need to ask it. You need to ask it right now. And I'm talking about next week, because you don't have a lot more time. This year is almost over. I can't even believe it. Can you believe it? It's going to be 2019 before you know it. So now is the time, before the year is over. What we do with our clients is we're talking to them right now about taxes and about their investments and how to take advantage of this new tax code, because this is significant. So here's the question you want to ask your advisor. How do you help me with taxes? And just let them talk. See what they say. How do you help me with taxes? Because a good financial advisor should do more than just recommend investments. In fact, one important service they should offer is how to optimize your portfolio for tax purposes. Because if you can pick up 1% or 2%, maybe even 3% more because of the taxes you're paying, that helps your total return. And you may or may not see that when you look at the performance numbers, but they're in there because you're paying taxes. And so you must consider that as a additional part of your performance. Now, ask your advisor how she will decide whether to allocate certain investments to your taxable account. And we call those qualified or non-qualified accounts. Typically, the non-qualified means they're taxable. Okay, just to kind of break down the jargon. Taxable means non-qualified. You can write that down. Taxable, equal sign, non-qualified, or NQ. All right. Qualified are what's called deferred, like your 401k. Those are deferred taxes. And those have taxes later usually. But that's a different type of an account, like an IRA. An IRA account would be a qualified account. So ask them, ask your advisor, when you think about my investments, you think about my stocks or my mutual funds or my bonds, what type of investments do you place in which type of an account? So do you put stocks in a qualified account or do you put them in a non-qualified account? And what types of stocks do you put in those? Because it does matter. It matters a lot, actually. Also ask advisors about select mutual funds. Some mutual funds tend to have what's known as a high internal turnover. You can write this down. What's an internal turnover? Because what it means is that the portfolio manager who runs the fund sells things. That's called turnover. And so when they do that, this leads to capital gains. And I've seen a lot of people not know this happens until February, and particularly when we have volatile years, and your performance may be flat or negative, for you to get a 1099 in February saying you had gains, that can really be painful. So for now's a time where you can find out what sort of gains may be lying in your account. Tax efficiency can increase your annual portfolio return if you're paying attention to it. Now, think about this. If you're picking up 1% or 2% more every year just because you're being tax efficient, what does that mean to your total return over, say, 15 years or 20 years? I mean, this could be hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions of dollars if you're doing this correctly. And that's what it's all about. It's about compounding money over a long period of time, but doing it in an efficient manner. If you can pick up 1% or 2%, it's kind of like, I like baseball. It's kind of like hitting singles or doubles. You know, those singles add up. You get on base, you get a double. Now you're closer to home plate. All you need is another good pop and you can score. And that, you saw that. That's what makes the difference in these games at the very end there. I mean, these games go one way or the other just because of a single or a double. So it's the same when it comes to investing. If you can pick up that extra single or that extra double here or there, that can actually make a big difference to your total return. Now, think about it this way too. Why would you want to give up? You know, I hear a lot of people complaining about politics all the time. I'm not going to talk about that. But what I'm going to talk about is your money. Because if you don't like what the government's doing with your money, then why do you keep giving them more of it? Because you don't know what to do, right? And other people in charge of your investments. So take control back. You decide where you want that money to go and how you want it to go there. You actually have control over that. You just haven't seen it yet. So you can do this. You can figure out how to invest your money, have it earn types of interest or returns that, again, you can control. And then you can figure out how much and when you want to pay your taxes. It's just a different way to think, but you can do it because it's about keeping your money, keeping more of your money in your pocket and then making decisions with that money that will affect society and affect the world. A lot of things you can do with that. And right now, with the massive changes, I mean, we're talking some significant changes to the tax code in the last 30 years. They're here right now. And most of you aren't going to figure this out until next April. And then you're going to go, gosh, why didn't I do anything about that? Because it's changed. There's a lot of big changes in this tax code. And that's what we do with our clients right now proactively. Think of it this way. When was the last time your financial advisor asked to see your tax return? I actually sent an email yesterday to one of my clients' tax people, and I said, I want to see her return. And of course, she said, okay, because they got to give me permission. But I was going through her return yesterday with her as she's sitting here at my table, and we're talking about ways to save $15,000, $20,000 here or there by doing some things right now before the end of the year. So let that sink in for a moment. You're listening to me right now so you can understand how you can retire comfortably and how you can pay less taxes. And if your advisor isn't going through this right now with you, then that should concern you, because how could your plan work to its maximum efficiency if you're paying taxes you don't need to be paying? I can tell you as an insider that you cannot have an investment strategy that's fully integrated without first understanding your situation. It's kind of like a radiologist looking at an X-ray or CAT scan, but telling you, oh, the fracture is over here. How do they know? This is complicated, and you need a team of experts working on your side. So in our office, we have a CPA. We have three estate planning attorneys. We have a team of financial advisors who are working here to help you understand what all your options are. So if you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, maybe an IRA, maybe even a brokerage account, then here's what you do. Pick up the phone right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. And talk to a member of the Protect Your Assets team. You can get this done now, even though the year is approaching. You can get it done before the end of the year, but you have to help yourself. Help me help you. Pick up the phone, dial this number, 888-588-5818. Again, 888 888-588-5818 and take advantage of all these things you can do right now before the year comes to an end and it's too late. All right. Want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Anthony Kojikari, Kevin Renfer, and everybody back there in the studio, thank you so much for helping us out today. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets radio network. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
So please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.